The most challenging and stressful project I was ever part of in my career involved planning for and constructing a brand new 50,000 square foot, 220 agent call center. This project took us about 5 years to complete. My colleagues and I were tasked with responsibilities that ranged from performing business analysis to validating the CEO's need to improve customer service for all North American consumers, to building the call center and operationalizing it with all the necessary infrastructure and professionals to manage the new facility. In addition to these responsibilities, I was assigned vendor product evaluation, selection, and managing the implementation of various call center technologies. I was also responsible for vendor relationship management, helping with hiring new call center leaders and staff members, and anything else that needed to be completed. I used the following steps to persevere through my project. I accepted the challenge of starting over in my career, considering that I had a marketing background and therefore I did not know anything about call centers. I recognized that this opportunity gave me a chance to learn new skills and work with the latest technologies to solve pressing business challenges for our organization. I committed myself to being as open as possible to anything that presented itself to me. I convinced myself to see it as a development opportunity, even though it did not seem like it at the time, since I found myself so discouraged from the overwhelming work, internal conflicts, confronting endless changes, etc. The project obviously had many highs and lows. It even reached a point of discontinuation at times, leaving our futures up in the air, thereby adding further stress to the already tense environment. To combat these ups and downs, I eventually found outlets to vent my frustrations and disappointments, mostly through physical exercise. I ultimately decided that I would not quit, even though I thought about submitting my resignation many times. I committed to learning as much as I could, considering that I was given significant responsibilities I never had before. As the project advanced near completion, I decided that I wanted to become a subject matter expert in the call center industry. I wanted to contribute by not only helping to build our facility, but also by developing and publishing content for others to employ. Frost was essentially what I had to go through to reach my goal. I continued to confront frost in other severe challenges in my life. Once again, frost stands for frustrations, rejections, obstacles, suffering, and tension. I hope this helps you as you persevere through the fiercest storms in your life.